Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying May. Right now, this is Wednesday, and it's in the 50s. So what happened to summer?
Oh, but it's not snowing.
But the rain is sure welcome for our garden.
It is. The rain is a blessing from the heavens above, and we do appreciate that and thank God for it. Well, we got a lot of territory to cover tonight, and so we're not going to spend a lot of time on any one thing. We're just going to go through and try to cover a few things. In the headlines today, Liz Cheney has been removed from the GOP leadership in Congress.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yep.
We knew that that was a possibility, and it has come to pass.
For what but it said she not all bad news.
She made her bed.
Yes.
Herself, and she had much more potential than the way she acted. So in that sense, it's sad. I mean, she got what she deserved.
Right. Well, her and a few others are convinced that they are the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
and that the Trumpers are not. That they've corrupted and stolen the party.
Well, this is more of the swamp versus the people.
Yes, and at not being in favor of things in the platform, but being rhinos to go along and get along with the the Dems, and I'm sick of it.
We did that for long enough, and it didn't work.
Amen.
And where she's from? Wyoming.
Wyoming. Is that, yeah.
And look at her poll numbers there are abysmal. She will never get reelected there. They can't stand her.
Mickey Mouse could run against her and
yeah,
win.
They can't stand her. So that is the people
it's
speaking.
Sad,
it has nothing to do with the guys in Congress.
It's kind of sad, though, being the daughter of a good, strong person.
Like yes. However, and again, she had so much more potential.
Mm-hmm. However, that family, and again, let's go back to Eisenhower. Really roll the clock back. Eisenhower cautioned us against the industrial military complex.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And her dad was very involved in the industrial military complex.
Yes, he was.
As is the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was a great lead in to the next one, which is, this was from Newsmax today, anti-Trump Republicans threaten to form alternative party.
Can we help them pack?
A group of more than 100 anti-Trump Republicans plan to release a call for action within their party and are threatening to form an alternative party that is dedicated to our founding ideals.
No, that's the Trumpers are dedicated to.
If the party doesn't return to an embrace of its principles. The group's statement called a call for American renewal includes 13 principles which haven't yet been revealed that its signers want the GOP to embrace, reports NBC News. But reportedly, the prominent Republicans are saying that they either reimagine a party dedicated to our founding ideals or else hasten the creation of such an alternative.
You know, I hate... You just said, and well, what they said in the article about calling more conservative people Trumpers. It's, we were this way before Trump. We believed this
it's
way before Trump.
Method of referring to
well, it, when they do it like it's a derogatory thing towards us, you know, that, we just follow blindly, you know, our leader is what they call him.
Yeah, but it's not.
It was not that way. We have always felt this way and always had these morals and these guidelines. And what it is, we finally had someone in power
who actually acted on it.
Used our voice.
Yes.
You know, who spoke for us.
Trump represented a return to the original platform that the Republicans have had for years. I don't know what these yahoos are supporting, but they need to go back and read the platform.
Oh, Well, here's their problem. And you already know it's all the anti-Trump stuff. McMullen, who was former chief policy director for the House Republican Conference, told Reuters that if the party, his party, does not reject lies and extremism, part of it will have to no choice but to part ways with it and build something new. We're excited about that prospect. That's a direct hit at Trump's policies and stuff. And goes on to say, let's see, Taylor, whoever he is, Miles Taylor, former Trump official who blasted the administration in an anonymous article he wrote for the New York Times under the pseudonym Anonymous in 2018.
Oh, I remember that.
He said the effort is one last chance for the GOP to get its act together and moderate. Right. Also, he said enough is enough, and the GOP has had enough time to decide whether it's going to separate itself from a man who is a chronic loser, he said about Trump. So there's, you know, there's where it's coming from.
So a couple things. You know, when we talked about legislators feeling that they have whatever. I mean, when a legislator starts acting on his or her own and not representing the people, that is the problem.
Absolutely.
And I would ask if the question, one of those 13 principles is, we're only going to take bribes from people on the approved bribe list for the new party?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Who in the 20th century was one of the greatest voices for conservative Judeo-Christian values?
Ronald Reagan.
Former boss.
Both of the above.
Donald Reagan and Ronald Trump.
Both of the above, I agree.
That Taylor anonymous guy, President Trump came out today with a statement that he doesn't know the man. He was not an insider in the administration, and he's a funny person to use the term liars.
Okay.
But his name calling is sort of strange. I mean, weren't we deplorables and racist and name a few more that we've been called?
Well, they contradict themselves in that very statement we just read, you know, and as you pointed out, Mary, the platform, they have a warped sense of what the platform is, evidently. They don't understand because we had 4 years of a president that was adhering to what the founding fathers had put down in our Constitution and our guiding documents and what they envisioned our government being like. And he was trying to get it back to that. And they're trashing him, throwing him under the bus, and they're ready to form a new party to get back to those. No, you're not going to get back to those principles. You guys are the ones that trashed them.
We're not buying what they're selling.
You know, in a nonpartisan attitude here, I have read both the platforms of Republican and the Democratic Party, and I would urge anybody who's listening to do the same thing, and you'll draw the conclusion. It'll be clear which side you're on.
Yeah, folks, Hal's right, because I'm going to tell you, if you'll educate yourself, you'll be surprised how darn smart you are.
You know, I think if you look back recently with President Trump and also the late Rush Limbaugh, that both of those were able to put together words that really expressed good, sound principles and express them very, very clearly. There was no ambiguity to the way that they spoke. And that's what we really need. If we listen to, I guess right now, if you go to the press conference, well, we'll circle around and get back to that. We'll circle around.
Oh, you know.
I'm tired of circling.
You know, the thing.
The thing.
Yeah, the thing.
You know, it's interesting. If you go back to 1994, when the Republicans took over the U.S. House of Representatives, there was a phenomenal document. It was written by Newt Gingrich. I had the pleasure to meet him and talk with him. I was stumping for Walter many years ago, and Walter introduced me to Newt Gingrich. And Newt Gingrich is a PhD historian by training. He grew up in Georgia, and he's a teacher. But one of the most articulate, shall we say, communicators of true conservative, you know, American values. And he wrote The Contract with America. And that's something that I've been contemplating myself, you know, helping the GOP. We need to return to the true Ronald Reagan revolution that he brought with him in 1980 that swept him into power. He swept 49 out of 50 states. Now, if you go back to your North Carolina history, who was one of the key people that helped Ronald Reagan win the South? He's from North Carolina. Senator Jesse Helms.
Yep, Congressional Jesse Helms, right.
Okay. Very, very strong conservative voice.
Well, you make good points, Pete, but it ain't going to happen if we, the people, don't quit putting these rhinos and socialists in disguise in Congress. And people, you've got to get out here and start educating yourself, not going for the pretty faces and the smooth talkers and, you know, all that stuff, because our country is in peril, and we need you to be smart enough when you go to the polls to know who you're actually voting for. And I understand, yeah, some of you think your vote doesn't count after this debacle we just went through with the last election, but, you know, we're working on that. There's a lot of progress being made, and we're going to talk about voter integrity here after the break. But you need to really start educating now, because 22 elections are not that far off. And you already got some people out there running. There's going to be a lot of people primaried. And, you know, these are going to be people you never heard of before. You need to start learning how to examine and determine what kind of candidates they're going to be.
You know, a quick one. I'm going to show my age or whatever else. Everybody remembers retread tires, that they would take the old carcass and they would add a new outer layer with the.
I actually had a job doing that.
Doing the retreading of the tire.
Bob, you mean they don't do that anymore?
Well, you know.
Well, somebody does, because I see them laying on the side of the interstate.
The trucks, I think.
But if you were to retread a bad core, you still end up with a bad tire. Yeah. We see many, many politicians that try to retread themselves as a new politician when they still have a bad core.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, well, we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors. We're off to a good start, so we hope you'll come back and join us for the rest of the program. Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I think we're off to a good start, so let's jump into something else here. We don't want to beat the horse till he dies. This is from the Epoch Times. 120 retired generals, military officers signed letter warning of conflict between Marxism and constitutional freedom. More than 120 retired generals, admirals, and military officers signed a letter that warned that the United States is embroiled in an existential fight and called on all citizens to get involved in local and state politics. Now, folks, I want you to hear that. I'm going to say it again. Call on all citizens to get involved in local and state politics. Now, I can't tell you how important that statement is, because that's hitting the nail right on the head. That's where it all starts, locally. If you can't get it done locally with your school boards, your county commissioners, your aldermen, your town councils, whatever your local politics are, there's not much hope for you going any further. There's a good book out there. You can look for it on Amazon. It's called Taking Back America, One County at a Time. And it explains to you the power behind the local politics and how to do that. Bob, did you have, I thought I saw your hand up. Anyway, go ahead, Hal.
You know, I don't think it takes a military officer to understand that. I think it's great that they went to trouble to sign a petition or whatever they did, a statement that they made. But every country-loving person in the United States have sense enough to realize that we are in a war for the survival of our nation, really. It's a war.
Right. Well, that's exactly what they say here. Yeah. It says, we are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time in history.
Amen.
The conflict is between supporters of socialism and Marxism versus supporters of constitutional freedom and liberty. And we like to put ourselves in that latter category. The letter also posited that opposition to proposed bills and laws that would strengthen election initiatives has troublesome implications. Election integrity demands ensuring there is one legal vote cast and counted per citizen. Legal votes are identified by state legislators, approved controls using government IDs, verified signatures, etc.
What a novel approach.
Right. Today, many are calling such common sense controls racist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I told you they were calling us racist.
In an attempt to avoid having fair and honest elections, the letter added. According to the Flag Officers for America website, it is a group of former military leaders who pledged to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies who are domestic and foreign. So kudos to them.
Absolutely.
Well, in the spirit of the left, I would like to redefine the word racist. So I want to challenge everyone out there to a race. See who can get to your legislature first. Because, you know, let's face it. The ideas are brought up to politicians. Politicians write bills. Those bills go to committee. They come out of committee. They're voted on in the House. Then they move to the Senate. They go to committee and they come out and they're voted on in the Senate. Then they go to the governor and they're signed. If you wait until the governor signed a law, I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. You blew your chance. Your chance is when that bill is being created and when it's in committee, and it's your responsibility. You can go to, what is it, ncledge.gov,
yep,
and you can see the you can see everything that is being proposed. So you don't have to go to Raleigh to figure that out, but you do have to take some responsibility if you don't want to be, you know, if you don't want your kids indoctrinated, if you don't want to be paying taxes more than you make. You need to get involved.
It's your civic duty. Those are words people don't hear anymore. Our kids in school don't learn about their civic duties because the civics they're teaching are not really civics anymore. It's indoctrination.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, I've heard you say several times, Rick, there seems to be a groundswell. And I think that's exactly right. And I'm proud that CCTA is helping to lead the way, because with our trips to the General Assembly and visits to our representatives and senators, now a lot of people are beginning to, I wouldn't say emulate that, but to join in with us and contribute to it.
And it works. We're getting things done. Right here in Craven County, we had an initiative to get the school board elections changed from being nonpartisan to being partisan. Mm-hmm. That means it would be identified on the ballot what party those candidates belong to.
Rick, to qualify that, again, the elections would be done recognizing the parties, but still as a school board, you have to act as a neutral organization.
Right. The school board's neutral. And that was the argument that the left wanted to put up at the resolution hearing that the county commissioners have. Every one of them that came to the microphone from that side wanted to push the fact that we don't need a partisan school board. And the we weren't calling for a partisan school board. We were calling for a partisan election because the school board was the last thing. It was at the bottom of the ballot. Right. Most of the people that walked in there didn't have a clue who most of the candidates were. Giving them an R or a D or unaffiliated or Constitution Party or whatever indication of the candidate will give them some indication. Not always true, not all necessarily, because we have in California and other places, we have total socialists and liberals that are running as Republicans because they want to get elected. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to do your homework. But back to Hal's point, that was a success for us because that bill has now passed through the House.
Where is it?
It's
in the Senate.
Senate.
It's in the Senate.
Rules Committee. Right.
And I expect it'll pass there also.
It's got to pass it fast because of what is it?
No, it's already made it to the other chamber.
It's made the transition.
It's already
it's passed crossover.
Okay.
It's good. Also, the Born Alive bill passed the Senate and is headed to the House.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, I want to go back to your comments on the generals and the whole thing about education, because there's a bill that the Republicans have introduced in the Congress that they want transparency over the money that China is pouring into our colleges, mm-hmm. because there is something called the Confucius Institute, which is funding our colleges, and it's nothing more than an arm of the Chinese Communist Party. And it's part of the reason that we're getting college graduates that just have no concept of what America is and have a very warped opinion of what America is. And that's another place. Now, this was introduced by Chuck Grassley. I don't know if it'll go anywhere or not. It was introduced in the Senate. But it needs to go somewhere. It's important.
Yeah.
I certainly hope it does, because China are the ones who bribed that Harvard professor who was arrested for treason.
Yes.
For giving away biological secrets to the Chinese. And it was China who bribed him through programs like this Confucius Project.
All right. Again, being involved at the grassroots level. We've given you several indications of what we as CCTA, many of the people sitting on this panel tonight, have been able to accomplish just by participating in the process. You take a few hours out of your day, you go to the state legislative building, you talk to the legislators, or maybe you can't make the trip. You can make a phone call or you can send an email.
And you don't have to figure this out on your own. I mean, look at the CCTA website. When there are important issues, we have trips to Raleigh, and you're welcome to join. Contact us through the website, through the information there, and we meet up and caravan up to Raleigh and go as a group and meet the legislators and talk to them. We've done this a number of times. It's very effective.
Thank you, Rick. Doug, that was an excellent point, and I'd like to make a pitch for an organization I've been working with for a couple of years. It's called the Family Research Council. There's Tony Perkins, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who's from Craven County, New Bern. I've been working with Pastor Tom Kakadelis. One of the key things that we do is we go into churches. We get them organized, we get them inspired, and we get people to exercise their constitutionally granted freedoms. But we also educate them.
Right.
We have a team of attorneys in Washington, D.C. that will vet candidates. They do an exhaustive analysis and evaluation and assessment of each of the candidates. They look at their backgrounds, their education. They look at their voting records and things of that nature. And we educate people. And I would encourage people, if you're interested, please contact Rick or myself. And we'd be happy to provide any guidance and direction.
And they also post those results. They keep a scorecard of the candidates. The ones that are incumbents have a record that they can follow,
yeah.
And they rate them. And matter of fact, can't remember which organization, but Keith Kidwell just got rated 100 out of 100
All right, good for you.
And number one out of 120 representatives up there in Raleigh. So
Civitas.
Yeah. So we support Keith and congratulate him on that. Yeah. He's a really firecracker. He walked in there and like a bull in a china shop, and he's got their attention. He's getting a lot done.
Know, along with that, again, he has a good ability to express things clearly.
Yeah.
Which is a breath of fresh air.
All right. Well, let's move on. Keep this rolling a little bit. Another headline that everybody's dealing with today, the fuel shortages across North Carolina, actually across the whole East Coast, but it's impacting the whole country, really. And, you know, our governor, Governor Cooper, came out yesterday or the day before with a state of emergency because of it. And what did that accomplish?
Well, yeah, what is he going to do about it?
Well, what happened is you, as we were on our way home, every station we passed was wrapped. Mm-hmm. There were so many cars that were parking on the side of the highway. There are people running out of gas waiting in line to get gas. Mm-hmm. So that helps to create the shortage because you do this panic buying comes from it.
Yesterday, I got back home from some driving, and I was tired. I thought I'd go in again to get some fuel, and I decided against it. I'm too tired. I'll do it in the morning. Well, today, Rainer had a doctor's appointment, and then I heard that all the service stations were, I think it was Ron Cherry, one of our members, called and said, "How much fuel have you got?" And I said, "Well, I don't have much." And he said, "Well, you better get out and find you some real quick because it's going fast." I said, What in the world's happening? I didn't know anything about it. But anyway, when I finally went over to the service station there at Harris Teeter, and they had a nice young man out there kind of directing traffic. The traffic was backed up, almost back to Route 70, and I stayed in that line not so awfully long. It moved along pretty steadily. Finally, I got up to where that young man was helping people, and he said, "You can go on pump 13 and fill up now." So I went to pump 13, standard grade. You couldn't get high test or medium grade or anything but the standard grade.
Right.
But it didn't take me long to get my fuel and get out of there, and I drove off with 420 miles left on my car, so I felt real good about that.
Well, that pipeline that got hacked, it's a 5,500-mile pipeline system.
It's Colonial, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. It transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel and heating oil per day, or roughly 45% of the fuel consumed on the eastern seaboard between the Gulf Coast and New York metro area. Colonial Pipeline Company. Monday's gasoline demand soared across the country. The East Coast reported a 32.5% increase in demand on Monday compared to the previous week, followed by the Midwest at 16.2% and the Gulf Coast at 13.1%. Gas Buddy, which is an app like I have on my phone and most people use, operates apps and websites based on finding real-time fuel prices at more than 140,000 gas stations, is predicting that the national average for gas prices could hit $3 per gallon within the next week.
So one of the things that I predicted a couple of months ago, and this is one which I am not particularly happy to be right about, was that we would have a retaliation from Russia. Biden stupidly came out and announced publicly in the beginning of March that he was going to cyber attack Russia, and they were not going to know about it. And lo and behold, Putin took Biden out behind the barn and whipped his butt. Like Biden was mouthing off about doing to Trump. So this was a Russian attack. It was a piece of ransomware called DarkSide. And they locked up all the computers that control that pipeline. And Colonial saying it's going to be a week. I think it's probably going to be longer than that.
But they're negotiating on how much they're going to have to pay to get their data back.
They're not going to get their data back. The FBI says that less than 40% of the people who pay the ransom on ransomware ever get the password, even if they pay the money. They're not going
to
get their
password. I heard today that they were going to try to figure out some way to do it manually so they didn't need to have so much technical support.
We talked to our daughter-in-law yesterday, and she's involved in some companies that have been hacked. And they're apparently, their insurance company put them on to, there is a list of what shall I say, approved hackers, if their hacker is identified as one on this list, they have proven trustworthy in the past. When they get their money, they give back what they said they would. And so the insurance company's policy is if the customer, the person who's been hacked, will pay the ransom for these particular ransomers, they will, and it cleans it up. They'll monitor for, I think it's 30 days, and then reimburse the company that lost the money.
Approved hackers.
Yeah. Well, that's my language. Gone? She used right, well, some other word. But
where
yeah.
have we gone?
It's crazy. You know. It's absolutely crazy. And the company she was involved with, they were asked for a couple million dollars, and they negotiated it down to $900,000. And the deal went through.
Well, the legal expertise in me wants to say conspiracy after the fact. With respect to these insurance companies, they are endorsing hackers.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Where do they get off doing that?
Yeah. What happened to we don't compromise, we don't negotiate with terrorists or people? Yeah. What happened to all that?
I did want to say what you said about Biden. He poked the bear, I mean, big time. And it wasn't the only time that he has, I wouldn't say threatened, but, you know, he's very callous about Putin. I think it's because there was so much that was brought up about Trump and Putin were buddy-buddy. No, I think they were two adversaries that respected each other's strength, and Trump knew how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. Biden just thinks he's untouchable and can say anything that he wants to.
I think you're giving Biden way too much credit. Well,
the Biden government, the administration. It's just too callous. And I also think that the FBI and the CIA spending so much time looking, you know, for five people who got into that they can't find who got into the Capitol, or, you know, raiding Giuliani. I mean, could you not be protecting our interests better? Is that too much to ask?
They're not interested in that.
All right. Well, let's take another break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
It is useless to resist us.
People's homes are being ruined by these monsters.
It is useless to resist us.
From here, there is no escape.
It is useless to resist us.
I sure would like to get out of here.
Keep your dark glasses on and stay where you are.
The revolution is on.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we had a hot time during the break, I'm going to tell you. One of the things we were talking about was our current president, Mr. Biden, and somebody said, where's Hunter? And where'd you say Hunter was at, Doug?
Hunter is at Tulane University teaching a course about truth in media.
What?
How ironic.
And, you know, of course, you can imagine how we took that. Well, moving on. Let's get on a different topic now, and this one is Epoch Times, which if you are not familiar with Epoch Times, it's a wonderful news source. It's E-P-O-C-H, which is not epoch. It's epic. It's a newspaper subscription, or you can subscribe for digital only, or you can combine both. And they give you a lot of other stuff to go with it. Right now, you can get 4 months of it for $1. And then after that, I think it's $9.99 a month if you continue the subscription. But this
Rick,
article.
Rick, the website itself is theepictimes.com.
Right. And this article came from them. How or what Republicans and Democrats want to change about the elections. And they print a nice chart there, laying it all out. And then they want to go into talking. I can't read the chart to you because it's a super fine graphic, but it tells you what the state legislators across the country are pushing for in voter integrity. And then it goes into how H.R. 1, which is the For the People Act, which is a total misnomer, how H.R. 1 would change elections. It's the bill passed in the House and it's not made it to the Senate yet.
No, it's in the Senate committee. It was 9-9 hung up in the committee, but there's Amy Klobuchar is saying that Schumer can get it to the floor of the Senate for a vote anyway.
All right, well, let's run through this real quick. On March 3rd, the Democrat-led House passed H.R. 1, the For the People Act of 2021. It's a 791-page long legislation package, which was marked up by members of the 116th Congress, and it was adopted without much debate. Of course, the Democrats control the House, so pretty much everything they want to go through there goes through there. So, number one, gives the federal government authority to administer elections. No. That's a state's right. And
the Constitution talks about the legislature setting that up.
Nobody said this was a constitutional bill.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's number one. Number two, it limits a plaintiff's access to federal courts when challenging H.R. 1. So, hey, don't challenge us because we're not going to let it go through the court system.
Rather authoritarian,
well, how can they limit it to keep it from going to the courts? It sounds to me like it would definitely go to the courts.
The bill mandates that any lawsuits challenging the constitutionality of H.R. 1 could only be filed in the district court for the District of Columbia, and all plaintiffs would be required to file joint papers or to be represented by a single attorney at oral argument.
Well, I'm going to require that the Capitol Police no longer protect representatives and senators, and anybody who wants to can march in there, whether it's January 6th or not, grab a representative or a senator and take them out and execute their own justice on them. If they want to try to push this Nazi communist stuff on us, then it's going to result in a revolt. And what you saw January 6th was an orchestrated demonstration by the left. It was not Trump followers. It was by the left. 75% of the people who invaded the Capitol were behind the Capitol on the other side from Trump. And if you watch carefully, Trump is still talking and there are people leaving the talk to go up to the Capitol before he even called for it because they were going by the clock and they didn't want it to be obvious that the invaders were coming from behind. So they wanted to lead the pack by breaking in from the front and then the real force, the leftists, were coming in from behind. Well, folks, if you think that was bad, you ain't seen nothing yet. That was kindergarten.
Number three, mandates automatic voter registration in all 50 states. Again, that's a state's right.
Absolutely.
It is.
That's not a federal initiative, but that's what they want it to be. Number four, mandates no-fault absentee ballots. This provision does away with witness signature or notarization requirements for absentee ballots. Additionally, it would force states to accept absentee ballots received up to 10 days after the election.
How can we make our elections completely
illicit?
Doesn't
it also say to mail out?
Let me count the ways. They figured it out right there.
Number five, prevents election officials from removing ineligible voters from registries or confirming the eligibility and qualifications of voters.
I do not understand that.
The bill will make it illegal to verify the address or of registered voters, cross-checking voter registration lists to find individuals registered in multiple states, or ever removing registrants no matter how much time has elapsed.
I just don't understand that. And they call that is racist.
You don't understand
it. To clean up the voter rolls.
Trust us. We're from the government.
Yeah. Number six.
Won't happen.
Number six, it restores the Voting Rights Act. Provisions requiring states to, that got chopped off in the margin. Anyway, restores the Voting Rights Act. Number seven, bans state voter ID laws. States would no longer be allowed to require ID for voting. States' rights, again.
And don't we have like 30 states that have that implemented?
The only option they're going to leave the states is to secede.
Sure. Well, there's one other, nullification. Not in North Carolina, you don't. These are unconstitutional laws. You don't have the authority to pass laws that say this, and we are going to ignore them in our state.
Didn't Arizona just pass a law that basically retains their state's rights? Wasn't that Arizona?
Yeah.
I think it had to do with executive orders. Any executive orders that were unconstitutional, they would not be required to enforce it.
We're making some moves in the right direction. Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Number eight, opens doors to illegal immigrants voting. The bill shields non-citizens from prosecution if they are registered to vote automatically. Well, they're mandating automatic registration. So.
Well, let's see. My dog, my hamster, my bird, my pet snake, and the 300 ants in my ant farm. By the way, they all have names.
Now, you're laughing about that. As you know, the voter registration rolls are used to call up people for jury duty. There was a cat in Massachusetts that was called up for jury duty. And the people wrote a letter that said, you know, this cat does not speak English. He would not be a positive member of the jury. And he doesn't have manners and there's no litter box and the whole bit. He still had to serve on the jury. Now, what they did, I do not know. I'd love to know how he voted or how they figured out how he voted.
Only in Massachusetts. Number nine, allow same-day voter registration. States would be required to provide same-day registration, including early voting at polling stations. Number 10, allow 16-year-olds to register to vote. Because they are so mature at 16.
Well, why don't we allow 3-year-olds to register? Then we can all...
No.
Hush. They'll be doing it next.
They can't do it at 3 years old because they're busy doing transgender modifications to them.
Oh, gosh.
And before we say that, if you think that you were mature enough to vote at 16, find... please convince me otherwise that a 16-year-old today is as mature as a 16-year-old 40 years ago.
We're going to check with
absolutely
your father.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No, they want them to vote. My dad will I'm not as mature as my dad was.
Rick, you want to go ahead and finish the list? Because I've got some historical comments.
Okay, yeah. Number 11 prohibits the publication of misleading information about elections. So that means they're taking CNN, MSNBC, and all them off the air,
no,
right?
Us thereafter.
Yeah. Well, no, they'll use the Facebook fact checkers to do that.
The ones paid by China?
Yeah, the bill makes it a federal crime to communicate or cause to be communicated information that is knowingly false and designed to discourage voting, carrying a sentence of up to 5 years. Opponents say the provision raises First Amendment concerns. Number 12, allow felons to vote. Number 13, mandates early voting. States would be required to allow anyone to cast a ballot during an early voting period prior to the date of election. Number 14, legalizes nationwide mail-in voting without photo ID. Oh. Number 15, promotes ballot harvesting.
There's no possible way to ever have an honest election again.
Not under this.
How is ballot harvesting even... That is bad all around. There is nothing good about... And well, they're promoting for it to be done.
They just want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to steal an election. Number 16 requires states to accept ballots 10 days after election. Number 17 prohibits state election officials from campaigning in federal elections. Number 18 requires colleges and something to hire campus vote. I'm sorry, the margin cutoff part of that. Mandates, number 19 mandates that states make absentee voter boxes available for 45 days within an election.
We have an election season?
20 requires states to allow curbside voting. 21 urges statehood for the District of Columbia and representative territories. So that would give them more congressional
seats.
There was a
big mistake made when D.C. was allowed self-government.
What is a representative territory? The skeptic in me is concerned that they're trying to do more than just add Washington, D.C. as a state.
It is. Puerto Rico and the other ones, they want to get them seats in Congress, and of course they would most likely be.
Apparently they also want to divide D.C. into two districts, yes. One of them being the White House as one district, and then the rest of the population being another district.
Okay. Virgin Islands and Guam and several places they probably would try to get.
All right, we got to move on, and we're not going to get to the end of the list. Number 25, oversight of online political advertising. Number 26, weakens the Supreme Court's 2010 decision in case of Citizens United versus Federal Elections Commission. Number 27, allows politicians to use funds for personal use. Number 28 changes the composition of the FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. Number 29.
It would make it partisan.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Not equal.
They're going to move it from 6 members to 5. Mm-hmm. So you can't have it equally divided. It would have to be partisan one way or the other. Number 20, no way to make it equal. Number 29 changes rules around conflicts of interest for the president and vice president. It would require the president or vice president to divest all financial interests that could pose a conflict of interest for them, their families, or anyone with whom they are negotiating or who is seeking employment in their administration. Number 30. Now, see, that sounds good on the surface, right?
But that's aimed at
right.
Trump and his ilk.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with Hunter Biden.
Right.
What about the $10 million that Hunter Biden got for giving a key to the Biden Foundation office in Beijing to two Chinese nationals? Excuse me?
And finally, number 30 changes FEC rules to require presidential candidates to provide their tax return. So, folks, remember, the title of that legislation is For the People, so it is for you.
Well, I like it's been relabeled the Corrupt Politicians Act.
Yeah.
I buy that one.
Yes.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Pete.
Let me take you back. I was a political science major in college, studied this extensively under Senator John P. East. Does anyone recall June 21st, 1788? What's the significance of that date?
No, I was out that day or something.
The Constitution became the official framework of the government in the United States of America, where New Hampshire became the ninth of 13 states to ratify that. What I'm telling you this is for a reason. This very same debate that's happening today happened 240-some years ago. What you had the Federalists who wanted to concentrate right. power in the small federal government. That's essentially tyranny. If you vest so much sovereign, immense, unchallengeable power in a centralized federal government, you're headed for tyranny. Conversely, you had people like Thomas Jefferson, who was a states' right individual. He said the government that governs least governs best. That same debate that happened then is happening today.
Right.
And it is imperative that the American people stand up and say, no, we will not tolerate this. The very reason you have the 10th Amendment and other amendments is to protect the sovereignty of the states so you don't have an overreaching, overpowering, unchallengeable federal government. You have always got to keep the monarch, the tyrant, in check.
Absolutely. Well said, Pete. I appreciate you giving us that.
Someone much smarter than I am once made the comment, the biggest mistake we ever made was air conditioning the government buildings in Washington. Because if we hadn't done that, they would have gone home during this summer and we wouldn't have to deal with this mess.
Well, it's not too late to cut them off, is it? Anyway, all right, we're running out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap this show up. Rainer, you want to tell us about the article in this week's County Compass about the foreign money in our schools?
Yeah, we, several of us, went to a meeting where Sloan Ratmuth spoke, and she is the president of
Education First Alliance NC.
Yep. And she's just, she had done an article the night before, actually, about there is a company. The Oak Foundation, which is headquartered in, I think it's Switzerland.
Sweden, yeah, Switzerland.
And it has close ties to China financially, has promoted a program called Learning for Equity. We've talked about that word today. A network for solutions. And what it is influences the school system to adopt policies that guarantee equal outcomes among all students. Well, our North Carolina Board of Education opted to get in that program for these funds from foreign funding.
Right.
They actually began to design the program according to the wishes of this foundation,
some of the members
in advance,
of the,
and James Ford, who is one of the members, seems to be the strongest pusher.
Took some of the funds.
Yes, he not him as an individual, but a nonprofit that he heads up took some of the funds. It really looks like North Carolina schools and where we're going with critical race theory and that kind of garbage is being influenced and promoted with foreign money.
Right.
And it's flowing. North Carolina is one of three states where it's flowing from the top down. And DPI and this James Ford are the key bad apples.
Right.
And they really need to be investigated.
Absolutely. Okay, folks. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. We thank you for tuning in. We hope you've learned something. And if you haven't, please come back for another lesson next week. CCTA Wake Up Call. Visit our webpage, cctaxpayers.com. On the homepage, you can find out about our monthly meeting coming up on the 18th of May is the Back to Blue event. And we hope to see you there. That's cctaxpayers.com. You can find out all the information about our organization, as well as the current news and watchdog reports and things like that. So please visit our webpage.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org.
For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.